What's going on in Pittsburgh? Well, this despite preparing for quarterback Justin Fields to start a fourth consecutive game. They are going to be facing the Colts this weekend. Mike Tomlin is still not determining or naming him as the starter going forward with Russell Wilson. Take a listen.
Because there's no need. I explained to you the variables of the week. It has not changed. He's going to walk in this building with that mindset tomorrow.
All right, there's no need.
Can I tell you something?
There's no need.
I'm glad John Smoltz and Mike Tomlin have different thought processes, because I know that I can ask John Smoltz a hypothetical, but if you're a media member in Pittsburgh, you cannot ask Mike Tomlin about a hypothetical.
Hypotheticals is a waste of our time.
Well, thank you, Coach.
First of all, stop, because one of them is an acting NFL head coach. The other one is an analyst that is paid to answer those questions.
Well, I'm not upset with Mike Tomlin. I used to tell my wife all the time. Amy always
I'm not upset with you.
She'll say, Amy's like, hey, what if this happened? I don't do hypotheticals. And now Mike Tomlin.
Hypotheticals is a waste of our time.
Let me ask you guys this then. What's the point then? I shouldn't even say what's the point, but is there some sort of, I don't know, strategery, or is there some sort of coaching element to not telling?
Is that a word?
I'm pretty sure that's a George Bush word.
Now,
I think I made it up.
All Tiffany needed to do now is now watch me hit this drive.
I think I did make that up. It's strategize, strategic.
I like it. It's a good word to me.
I totally made that up. Let's add it to the dictionary. Don't come at me.
I say yes, there is some strategery to this, because here's the deal. Russell Wilson's not healthy fully yet, enough that they're comfortable with, right? And at this point, why rush it if he was? Secondly, Justin Fields has done nothing to lose his job. In fact, he's done everything to win the job, because you have, to me, one of the two best defenses or three best defenses in the league. And you go with that and say, hey, you know what? Justin Fields is playing within the system. He's not turning the ball over at any alarming rate like he did early in his career or in his Chicago days. And you're winning football games. But think about it this way. If Justin does start to struggle and you start losing, and then Russell Wilson suddenly becomes healthy, you can make a switch and say, no, it's not a benching. Russell Wilson was always the starting quarterback. He's now fully healthy. And so you don't play that game in the media, and you don't have to play that game, honestly, with your team, even though your team is probably going to be a little bit smarter now.
Let me add another layer onto that. You don't have to play that game with other teams calling you, i.e. the Miami Dolphins, who are in a little bit of a quarterback pickle themselves. Do you want to be putting it out there that this guy's our backup, or this guy's our starter, or what that depth chart looks like, or what their health is? I think he's smart to just kind of punt this thing.
Because there's no need.
That's right,
Coach. Things kind of fall out.
I will say this. I think Justin Fields, if that was the case, to your point, Mike, and team started calling, I think he's done it to show that if you have the right thing around him where he's not pressing at all. He is playing completely within not only the system, but everything he needs to do. I think, you know, you look at, he's not taking sacks at an alarming rate. He's not fumbling at an alarming rate like he has in his play. He's doing everything needed to win games. He's protecting the football. So it's all working. Why change anything?